yield.
Senator McCarthy, you agree that now we have a no-fault system for workman's comp. Would you not agree to that?
Senator McCarthy.
Correct, right?
Correct.
Senator, I'm sorry.
Correct. Yes.
Senator Silverstein.
Under your bill, you're making this a fault system. Is that correct?
Senator McCarthy.
We're making sure that the workplace is really, that this really arises in and out of the workplace.
Senator, we are simply and very clearly asking that the workplace be shown as the cause of the accident or injury.
Senator Silverstein.
I want to go to the bill regarding the causation element. I think it's page 7 and 8. That's why I'm going to ask you some questions, so I tee up over here, if I may. Under this bill, you're saying that the major contributing cause means that the cause is more than 50% of the injury as compared to other causes combined for which treatment or benefit are sought. Now, who will make that determination, and what standard of proof is going to be used to make that 50% measure?
Senator McCarthy.
The commission will make that decision.
Senator Silverstein.
So we're leaving it to an arbitrator to make that decision based upon the evidence. Is that correct?
Senator McCarthy.
Yes.
Senator Silverstein.
And what's the standard of proof going to be?
Senator McCarthy.
It'll be just like any other case, preponderance of evidence.
It will be just like any other case, preponderance of evidence.
Senator Silverstein.
Let's take this a step further. What happens if it's less than 50% that injury would, that comp claim would be denied, correct?
Senator McCarthy.
It would.
Senator McCarthy, I'm sorry. I'm doing my best to get your microphone on before you speak. Could you try that one again? Thank you.
Yes, it would.
Senator Silverstein.
And what would happen? Where would the injured person appeal this decision to if they lost? If the arbitrator agreed it was under 50%?
Senator McCarthy.
It would be to the commission and then to the courts.
Senator Silverstein.
Ultimately to the court. Is that correct? If they lose the.
Senator McCarthy.
Yes.
Senator Silverstein.
How much burden would that be on our court system right now?
Senator McCarthy.
I can't see how it would be any more than it is now.
Senator Silverstein.
Do you know how many cases are appealed now to the circuit court?
Senator McCarthy.
I do not.
Senator Silverstein.
There's about 200,000 workplace injuries right now. 65 go to the commission. I believe, and this is my opinion, that if this bill ever passed, you'll have more going to the court system. If that's the case, and that's just to take my hypothetical, how are we going to fund the court system with all this extra burden?
Senator McCarthy.
Senator, I think you're speculating.
Senator Silverstein.
Let me ask you another question. Let's say, does this bill preclude an injured person, if they lose in the court comp, to file a tort claim in the circuit court?
Senator McCarthy.
No, because that's the purpose of the workers' comp system.
Senator Silverstein.
The answer question is, would it preclude them? Could they file a suit?
Senator McCarthy.
We're not precluding them, but there'll be a question of whether there's liability.
Senator Silverstein.
But what if you're not into comp? Aren't we opening this a Pandora's box for more lawsuits regarding this?
Senator McCarthy.
Right. Just because they're not liable under the comp system doesn't mean they're liable under a civil court system.
Senator Silverstein?
So they lose under your bill, and then they still go to the court. They still can go into court and file an action. Is that correct?
Senator McCarter?
They would have a decision from the commission before they did that.
Senator Silverstein?
But if it's not comp, they need a remedy. Is that correct? Right.
Senator McCarter?
Not necessarily, because there may not be a liability.
Senator Silverstein?
I just want to refer you to Article 1, Section 12 of the Constitution, that there has to be a remedy for all wrong. So can you just... I'm trying to recognize this and try to bring this together if we can.
Senator McCarter?
Yeah. Senator, you're assuming there's liability.
Senator Silverstein?
But again, if an injured person is injured on the job, loses in the comp, under this bill they can also file a suit in the Circuit Court of Cook County, and they can possibly lose and lose twice. Is that correct?
Senator McCarter?
There is that possibility.
Senator Silverstein?
Do you think this 50% is constitutional? Do you think it will stand up in court if it ever...
Senator McCarter?
Yes, I do.
Senator Silverstein?
And what is the basis of that?
Senator McCarter?
Please bear with me. I'm not an attorney. I'm getting counsel on this, okay? So, you know, we put this off long enough, and we didn't discuss this in committee, so I'm in no hurry. I hope you're not as well.
The brevity of your exchange is forcing me to develop carpal tunnel in my switch finger here, Senator. Senator McCarter.
Senator, we're just changing the standard for which you would be eligible for compensation.
Senator Silverstein.
First of all, Senator Herman, if you better file the claim fast. but what you're doing, Senator, and I don't want to belittle the point here, and I understand there's a problem that we have to solve, but you're creating fault in a no-fault system. And I think that's a very big problem what I have with the bill, and I don't mean to embarrass you or anything like that, but I think this bill has some serious effects that will hurt workers in the workplace and people that want to file a claim. So I would ask for a no or present vote on this side of the aisle.
Thank you, Senator Lawson. For what purpose do you rise?